You too at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is your Daily Dish on the Best Mix in the Morning show for Thursday. New details reveal that Bill and Melinda Gates negotiated their divorce for months. They planned to announce in March, but the pair still squabbled over the details. Melinda hoped to be unreachable at the time of the March announcement. She rented a private island for $132,000 per night. The entire family would escape the media crush on Calivani Island in Grenada. However, Bill Gates was not invited to that Caribbean island. The family blames Bill for the divorce. According to TMZ, quote, "There's a considerable amount of acrimony associated with the split, and virtually everyone in the family took Melinda's side." Melinda Gates traveled in March to Calivani without Bill. Then, this week, on the day she filed for the divorce, she transferred $1.8 billion, with a B, worth of stock to her name. Josh Duggar had more than 200 images of child pornography, according to the Department of Homeland Security. In a court hearing Wednesday in the 19 Kids and Counting Stars child pornography case, an agent said some of the children involved were as young as five. Josh appeared over Zoom for the hearing. Federal authorities said his friends and family told law enforcement that Josh was addicted to porn. The former reality star was arrested on child pornography charges last month, and he has pled not guilty. The judge ruled that Josh will be released from jail on Thursday to close friends of the Duggar family. According to People magazine, he'll be confined to their home and monitored with GPS tracking. The judge said she cannot, in good conscience, release Josh to his pregnant wife, Anna, and their six children. And Broadway shows will be returning on September 14th. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday that the Great White Way will reopen at 100% capacity. Tickets go on sale beginning today. No word on which shows will actually reopen in September. However, the timeline, according to Playbill, still depends on the state government's final approval of each theater operator's health and safety protocols. And that is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.